Supporters of the unionization of employees of Blooming Foods rallied in front of the West 6th outlet last Thursday. Around 50 people gathered late Thursday afternoon to talk about the unionization drive and to listen to speakers on the issue. Daily Local News correspondent David Murphy was at the rally to interview an assortment of attendees, including a union organizer from the United Food and Commercial Workers Union, Blooming Foods employees, members of Blooming Foods Cooperative Association, and an IU faculty member who specializes in labor studies.
This is David Murphy reporting live for the Daily Local News. Could you give me your name and why you're here today?
Scott Barnett, Organizing Director, Food and Commercial Workers Union, Local 700.
And why are you here today at this rally?
We're out here showing support for the workers at Blooming Foods who wish to organize and be covered under a collective bargaining agreement.
Okay. And are there some of the organizers here today?
Yes, we have several Blooming Food workers here that will be joining us and to show support, to tell the let the board of directors know that they should respect their employees' rights to organize and bargain a fair contract for the workers here.
I'm Dakota Walker, and I'm a Blooming Foods worker. I've worked for Blooming Foods for nearly 5 years, and I'm here today because I believe that the workers deserve to have their voices heard.
Why do you think you and your fellow workers here need a union?
I believe that it's not an easy question to answer. We don't necessarily have guarantee of employment, guarantee of our hours remaining the same. We don't have guarantee of our benefits staying the same, and with the union we can bring in more support.
And you or your fellow employees spoken to any managers about your complaints?
Our direct managers are who we communicate with mostly, but we don't necessarily get to talk to those that are in charge of what goes on in the co-op.
Could you tell me your name and why you're here today?
My name is Gloria Ann Leck, and I'm a member of this co-op. And I've been a member for 7 years, and I've been disappointed in the values expressed by the marketing in the co-op and by the way the employees have been treated. So I'm really happy to be here to support their consideration of unionizing, because they need to do something to protect themselves, and I'm just going to support whatever that is that they choose.
Well, as a customer, if they are successful in organizing and getting a collective agreement, of course they would want to improve their wages and working conditions, which in turn might raise prices for the products of Blooming Foods. So how would you respond to that?
They already have very high prices, and they're geared very much to privileged individuals. I used to be a board member in a co-op in Ohio, and one of the things we were always committed to is to make sure the bulk foods were priced very low so that people who were struggling economically could buy rice and beans and flour. And I don't see any of that kind of commitment here. Everything is just priced very high. They're used to having a student body that they know they can bilk. And so they're no different than any other store in that sense. And so if they improve their employee situation, I think that in the long run helps all of us.
Blooming Foods started off as a small little cooperative of people who wanted to be separate from, quote, the system. The real interesting thing will be is whether shoppers of the co-op will support this movement.
I did actually approach the managers about issues that I was not happy with about in the co-op. I did talk to...
And what kind of response did you get?
At the time it was a good response, but nothing ever came of it. I met several times with management about some issues I had there, and in fact I met with George several times, but nothing really came of it. And then when the meetings were over, there was no follow-up. I didn't hear anything from anybody. It was like I never said anything at all.
My name is Jerry Sutherland. I'm with the White River Central Labor Council, and I'm here just in support of the workers here and their efforts to organize a union.
Have any of the people who are involved in the organizing here approached you directly, or how did you find out about this?
Well, I'm involved in the labor movement, so mostly the stuff that's going on in that area as far as organizing and stuff locally, then I'm going to hear about it one way or another. So I've heard about it through various channels.
And what kind of support would your organization be able to lend to these people?
Some moral support. mostly, but perhaps some other support in the area of perhaps a little bit of manpower, which I don't really think they need. They appear they've got what they need. But mostly it's a moral support. We might give them a place where they may be able to do some things as far as workspace. You know, my feelings are Blooming Foods is an asset to this community. I think it's something that's got a good customer base. It's a wonderful organization, but I think the employees are something that needs to be taken care of also. And that's what I'm here. You know, there's nothing against Blooming Foods. It's just here out in favor of the workers.
Okay. Could you tell me your name and why you're here today?
Yeah, my name is Joe Varga. I'm an assistant professor of labor studies at Indiana University, and I also am the spokesperson for South Central Indiana Jobs with Justice. And we are here supporting the Blooming Foods hourly workers in their right to organize in whatever way they see fit.
And do you think that that effort or that right to organize has been endangered at all?
My goodness, it has, yeah. The right of workers, hourly workers, to organize in the workplace for the betterment of their working conditions is guaranteed by law since 1935 under the National Labor Relations Act, Section 7. And it has been eroded, attacked, undermined in so many different ways since then. And in fact, these days, most employers will employ armies of lawyers, will deploy their management against workers, will actually break the law and pay the fines because the fines are so low that it's just a cost of business in what they call union avoidance. American workers are at their lowest level when it comes to the percent of profit that are taken home by American hourly workers in history.
I interviewed the organizer from the United Food and Commercial Workers Union a few days ago, and I had asked him about these report that we'd had that Blooming Foods had hired a union-busting lawyer from an Indianapolis labor firm. And I was wondering if you knew about that and anything about this firm.
Yeah, Barnes & Thornburg is the firm. They have an established reputation. If you go on their website and look under labor, the first thing you will see is that they specialize in union avoidance. I don't want to comment on that right now because I believe things are changing in that regard. The community and members of the community that I know have been pretty outraged by this, and we've let the board know, and we've let Blooming Foods management know that we're outraged by this, and I don't want to speak for, you know, whoever's making the decisions, but I believe we're being heard. So yeah, that is confirmed that they did contract with Barnes & Thornburg.
So you mentioned that you've spoken to Blooming Foods management or members of the board?
That communication has been largely through email, through writing to the board, and yeah, things
have
of that nature.
Have you gotten any response from the board?
We have, yeah, yeah. And I think the response is positive.
Okay.
I think that there may have been misunderstandings when this union drive started. This is Blooming Foods. This is our community asset here. We are the member owners, and I think the member owners have expressed their opinion on this, and they're going to back the right of their workers to organize. And I think the management has heard that.
Okay. Thank you very much for your time.
Of course. Thank you.
I just want to thank everyone for coming out and showing their support for the Blooming Food workers. Good, successful. Looks like about 65 to 75 people here, and I think that's successful. Thank you.
As Scott Bardet, the organizer from the UFCWU, mentioned, the signing up of Blooming Foods workers is currently underway. The Daily Local News will continue to update listeners on the progress or lack thereof of the unionization drive and is still waiting for a response from Blooming Foods media representatives. You can hear an extended cut of the report from the rally online at wfhb.org.